If you've just tuned in, you're listening to 2SER Breakfast. Steph is my name. I'm filling in for Nick Healy this morning. And around this time, we get paid a visit by Tim Higgins, who's filling in for Andrew Kadori. He looks after all the music on 2SER, and he's bringing us some treats. What have you got, Tim?
Oh, so many treats, as always. And we're going to start off with the debut album from Richard Russell. Now, you know, it's his debut album, but this name is iconic almost. He's the founder of the UK indie label XL Recordings. Just a few of the names, you know, you might have heard of the likes of Radiohead, you know, King Cruel, the XX, just a few of the artists that he's discovered.
Wow.
But so this is his own solo album, and it's a star-studded affair with collaborations with the likes of Damon Albarn from Gorillaz and Blur.
Some big names.
Yeah, Brian Eno, Kamasi Washington.
No big deal.
Peter Gabriel even pops up on some weird little interlude.
He's come out of the woodworks.
Yeah, so that's, you know, it's huge, this album. And he blends jazz, gospel, hip-hop, and you can really kind of sense his background as a master curator and DJ, because he brings in vocals from the likes of, you know, Sampha and Sid, who's from the group The Internet, and puts it all together in this incredible album. The best thing about this, though, is the story behind it. It kind of really puts it into context. The reason why Russell made this album and was that he had this temporary paralysis from the onset of a rare neural disorder called, I think you say, Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Oh, wow.
And that's like, so it was a huge thing for him. And he kind of lost a lot of the ability to make music. In comes Jeff Barrow from Portishead.
Another huge name.
Yeah, used to live in the northern beaches of Sydney. I don't know if he's still there. He might have gone home. But he sent a pocket piano to help retrain Richard Russell's synapses and battle the madness of being bedridden. And this is what he's come up with. This track is called Close But Not Quite.
Of these words I've tried to recite, they are close but not quite.
So that's Close But Not Quite by Everything Is Recorded, off the album Everything Is Recorded by Richard Russell.
Just those dulcet sounds of Sampha.
Yeah, oh God. Anything with Sampha on it, you know, we're going to love it here at 2SER. This next one, Steph, you're going to love this. I feel this might be right up your alley. Her name is Hayley Hendricks. I don't know if you've heard of her yet, but she's got this, her debut album will be coming out in a few weeks' time called I Need to Start a Garden. If you're a fan of the likes of Angel Olsen.
Yes, I am.
You know, the Julia Jacklins, you know, this new wave of great female artists that we're loving here on 2SER.
Do tell me more.
This one could be your new favourite. It's kind of this beautiful folk with a dash of, you know, jazz touched in there as well. It's really beautiful. You got these intricate guitar lines, sultry, cathartic vocals. This track, Shalala, and this artist, by the way, if it's the first time you're hearing it, remember the name Hayley Hendricks, because give it like 2 months and she's going to be one of the biggest names in pop music. Steph, do you approve?
I 100% approve. That was beautiful. I can't wait to listen to more of that.
Yeah, Hayley Hendricks, the album I Need to Start a Garden. It comes out officially in a few weeks, but you'll be hearing lots of it here on 2SER 107.3.
One to watch.
One to watch indeed. Now, Steph, you know that 2SER loves unreleased albums. It's a bit of a weird niche of ours, isn't it, that we that we go and find these albums.
We do love a good reissue as well.
A reissue.
Unearthing an old compilation.
Yeah, you're just speaking. This should be the 2SER motto. But it's like albums, we love albums that, you know, from the 60s and 70s that are just incredible, but maybe never got released at the time.
Or maybe not quite understood back then.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is one of them. It's by The Choir. They were, you know, they sound, you listen to this and you're like, could this have been like what the Bee Gees became? Like if you listen to early Bee Gees music, they recorded this album It didn't go anywhere. One or two singles came out. The album was forgotten. We've heard the story before. But when you hear this, it's classic sounding 60s pop with psychedelic touches. The melodies are timeless. And like I said, this sounds like it could have been, you know, an album that was the Bee Gees made in their like early years when they're recording in Australia. It's actually the band's debut album, recorded back in 1969. And how it's come to the surface is that US label Omnivore has bought the tapes from a small studio where the album was recorded and stored. And they've pulled those tapes out, remastered them. And this track we're about to hear, just wait till you hear this, the choir. The album is called Artifact, the unreleased album. And you can hear me smiling now because this song just makes me so happy. It's called Any Way I Can. And Steph, I think you're really going to love this one.
And there we have it. Thank you, Tim. We're going to listen to the choir here with Any Way I Can on 2SER Breakfast.